Hey everyone, I'm Mark DeGrasse, and you're listening to Podcast Mark, where we talk about personal development, professional development, and business development in that order. Looking for the intersection between all three, which usually comes back to personal development. Because if you don't have your personal life in order, and yourself in order in general, you probably don't have anything else working for you either. So I have a good friend of mine, Adrian Boisel. We've actually worked together a lot, digital marketer, good friends, one of my only pro designer friends. Need to develop more of those, but glad you're the one. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate being here.
All right. So we were just talking about how busy we've been. I think I'm bouncing around. I'm double and triple booking meeting times. Feels like right now is go time. So how are you feeling?
That's exactly the season that we're in. You know, we went from Traffic and Conversion Summit. I had like a week and a half break there, then immediately to New York City for Google. 5 days in New York City for the first time ever. Then immediately come back 24 hours later. I had a video marketing workshop that I held. It was 2 days, 16 hours of talking right there. And for the following day to a mastermind. And it's just one thing after another. It's been a whirlwind.
That's awesome though. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, for me, I kind of had this big old buildup of like, okay, I'm going to get all this stuff done. I'm going to start all this stuff. And that was like mid last year. And then I'm like, January will come and then I'll have everything in line and it's going to be all running smooth.
Famous last words, right?
And then it's like, nope, how about even busier? So what do you think's happening? Is it just transition time, or do you think we're just on fire because there's something in the air?
Well, I think that there's kind of what's going on in the marketplace and in the world in terms of new technologies with AI and just things moving at such a quick pace. Like everything's moving quickly right now, right? I think that has a big part to do with it. I think just the massive shift that's happening in digital marketing with AI is for the people that actually understand digital marketing at the core, real fundamental level that you and I do, right? It enhances the people who really knew what they were talking about and makes the other ones kind of become invisible, right? So I think we're kind of becoming thought leaders. We've already been, but we're coming kind of a new level of thought leader. We're rising to a new occasion in terms of the opportunity that's in front of us with AI to enhance our already amazing stuff that we do. And then I think personally, just leveling up in all areas of my life, health, wealth, relationships, and just making sure that I'm doing the best that I can for me, going to the gym 5 days a week, wow. Doing, you know, not just, you know, upper body and lower body, but also doing like mobility stuff and longevity type stuff to all the different things that I'm doing, my relationship with my wife. I mean, just all areas I'm trying to level up and just be the best version that I can of myself. And so I think that we're just seeing the fruit of all of the years. Mm. You and I, we're 15, 17, 20 years in to our journeys now, right? We're not new to this game. And I think just the fruit is finally starting to show for everything that we've put in, all the work that we put in.
Man, that's a great way to put it. Cause I think, we're both not quitters, I would say, where it's like, even if things are tough and you know, you've been slammed in the face 50 times, you're like, well, that's just what we do. And then we just keep on going and going and going. And it's funny because you always tell people that, like, you know, the best way forward is forward, where you just don't stop ever. And it's funny because now some of the people that I used to, you know, not dislike, but was kind of like, man, you know, what's going on with them? And maybe they did bad things to you in the past. And now it feels like everything good that you've done over the last 10 to 20 years is now paying off. And everything bad that people have done over the last 10 to 20 years is starting to really show. Yeah. And it's crazy. I mean, because I'm trying to think of, because I'm going through a big transition myself, you know, going from president digital marketer to whatever I'm doing next. But it seems like a ton of people are going through that. So are you saying the same thing?
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with Tony Watley. I don't know if you know Tony.
No.
Amazing. One of the most amazing entrepreneurs. And he's a great example of the people that the AI has just kind of propelled to a whole new level. He was already one of the top in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I had him speak at my event. And I sat down with him and talked to him about probably about two dozen thought leaders in town. And not just in town, but just in the industry, digital marketers, creatives, just thought leaders in general, speakers, things like that. And we talked about Kossum and, you know, Steve Sims and all these other people. And it was just like to see where they were and where they are today and how they've kind of elevated their games. And some of the people that have just kind of disappeared, there's some people that I looked up to that I really respect that have just kind of vanished. Like they're gone. And I'm like, whoa, what happened to that guy? And I didn't even realize until he pointed it out. He's like, what happened to that guy? ever since this last year has kind of happened, he's just kind of vanished. Some of the biggest names out there. And it's like, wow, it kind of highlighted some things for me that I'm like, wow, these people were a lot of hype, a lot of pump and, pump and dump kind of stuff, and NFTs and
No, yeah.
crypto, and now they're just kind of nowhere to be found.
No, and that's I think that really is, kind of validation of like, hey, you stay the course, you have a good plan, you keep trying to do good wherever you can, you keep your nose clean, because some of the people, I mean, and I've seen it a bunch where I'm just like, man, that guy used to be super significant, and now you never see him, and you hear the stories of people like, man, not running courses right, and this is in our tiny space, but people who kind of took advantages of really temporary trends are
Correct.
now not able to jump on the AI bandwagon, because me personally, like I didn't really jump on any bandwagon for since I started, right? I was always content production,
That's right.
branding and design, and then AI popped up, and I'm like, wow, man, I love this.
Well,
So
you stayed true to your roots, and I think that some of the stuff that, we were talking about, Tony and I were talking about, is just like some of the people you were able to kind of see how they handled the tension and the stress and the frustrations of those things, and they either handled it really well and you're like, wow, that person's impressive, or they went the opposite direction and you're like, okay, that guy needs to get some therapy, right? And so there's some people out there that have kind of outed themselves through all these change. Change reveals a lot of stuff. Pressure doesn't create weakness, feels it, right? And so I think all this increase of pressure and demand and need to perform at a certain level now has really made people buckle, and we're seeing kind of some true colors show in the marketplace from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, well, and I think some people did have the key, right? Like they had the system down, they figured all the tricks out, and they were able to, I don't want to say exploit the situation, but use the situation to the max. And now a lot of those systems just aren't working anymore. SEO is kind of trash.
Exactly.
Email response rates are starting to fall based on new, privacy requirements and, new
True.
regulations that are coming out. Social media is weird. Paid ads are getting more expensive. So it's almost like the last 10 to 15 years, like everything that was kind of dialed in and working is now barely there, or just completely unpredictable.
For
Are
sure.
you kind of seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I think it's barely there and unpredictable. The thing I want to highlight that I think is important, that I think piggybacks off that, is what is driving you? What's the why? What's the purpose behind what you're doing? I think a lot of these people were motivated by, their name, their brand, their egos, their public image, and all of that stuff, which is, it's just cool. That's not for everybody, right? It's not for me. I'm not motivated by that. My goal is to impact as many people as I can, and I know that the byproduct is going to be the income, right? If I just try to wake up every day and help as many people as I possibly can every day, I'm going to naturally win over the long span of time, maybe not immediately, but a long span of time. And that's what I feel bonded you and I together, is we're both social impact type people. We're not out for just ourselves. We're not out for money. We're not out for fame. We're out to try to impact and help as many people along the way as we can. And that is the best place to operate from, right? That's where our true power.
Well, and the funny part, not that it didn't pay off, because I think the reward is just having that mindset in the first place. But right now, it just seems like all this stuff where it was like, man, I really, value this thing that I'm doing, but nobody else seems to, or can even understand what the hell I'm doing.
A valuable perspective right there. And I think I'm one of those people that don't really get bothered by all the other noise and what other people are doing. And like you said, like the bandwagoning stuff, like I don't get distracted by that. I just stay focused on what I know I have ahead of me and what my goal is and what my mission is. And some people get distracted by that shiny object, like, oh, this person's doing this now, and man, they're being super successful. I need to jump over the and switch, right? Oh, they're making millions of dollars off these NFTs. Let me go ahead and jump into the NFT space and crypto because it's the future. And then they start talking like it's the end all be all of things. And it's like, man, where are you at now? Right.
Yeah, well, was there any lasting effect? And I think that's where, we align really well, where it's like, I don't care if it gets you results tomorrow or next week or for the next few months. Like, what does that matter in the scheme of things? Because everything
Exactly.
keeps rolling on, and unless you have that kind of purpose-based perspective of the world, then you're just gonna get washed away with the every single wave that comes out. And it is tough, though. I mean, a lot of people don't have that kind of ingrained, I don't want to say masochism, but we beat ourselves up like constantly trying to push this perspective that a lot of people just can't even understand, because I think our world has been very now up until now, where people are like, okay, we're still here. What's next?
That's very true.
Imagine a world where your brand transcends visibility, embedding itself into the consciousness of your customers. Welcome to the AI Branding Bootcamp, where this vision becomes reality. Dive into AI-powered research, strategy, and execution to create a brand that's not just recognized, but felt. From crafting your brand's avatar to mastering AI-generated content, emerge with a brand that resonates deeply. Ready to transform your brand into an unforgettable experience? Join us at the AI Branding Bootcamp. The future of branding begins now.
So what do you see the next year look like from your perspective? I'm curious, like, with AI moving so fast, with the adoption changing, with SEO changing and emails, and what, I mean, I see a lot more immersion, but what's the direction and path for somebody that's had the context and the background that you've had? Where do you see things going?
You know what? It's kind of funny, because I always had like my future perspective, like, hey, here's what I see the next few years looking like. And now with so many variables happening constantly, like not just the technology development, like, you know, they just released that new Apple device that everybody's going nuts about, which is neat. But, you know, I have no perspective anymore, because it does seem like there's two groups. There's the group that's still the trends and still doing the stuff that's like the, you know, might work right now. And then there's people like us where you are thinking like long term, but with so many things happening, I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not into the like trend group, but I'm into the like, okay, I know what I can do. I know who I can help. And if I could just, I'm just going to ignore everything else and just focus on that perspective and try not predict the future. Just basically say, like, if I continue to develop this, if I am consistent with my message, then it doesn't really matter what happens, because I will flow with what's going on. And that kind of, it sounds counter because it's like, because I am now.
Exactly. I mean, I think being present and focusing day to day and in the moment of where you're helping and how you can be better and do better and, you know, leveling up your skills and continue to sharpen your axe and all that, I think those are all great perspectives. But I've reached that same point where it's like, I don't really have a clue where we're going in the future, which is weird for somebody like me, because I've been talking about this a lot over the last few days, especially at my video marketing workshop, of like, I can see patterns, right? Something happens once and I'm like, huh, that was interesting. Then it happens a second time and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to be paying attention to see if this happens again. And then when it happens the third time, I'm like, okay, now a pattern's emerging and I see something quickly. Like when I was a kid, Pokemon cards, right? I saw one kid playing Pokemon cards with a friend and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Come back to school the next day and I see another group of kids playing Pokemon cards. I'm like, okay, this is catching on. Then the third day I see another kid. I'm like, now I'm seeing how fast it's moving. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be big. And then sure enough, a year later, it was like just this massive explosion in the 90s of the Pokemon boom. And I'm like, this is insane. And so I have this gift of being able to see these trends and patterns emerging and what's going to be big and what's not going to be big. Like when the Razor scooters came out when we were kids, right? Like I knew that was going to be a huge innovation and a huge invention that would change the whole kind of, they have it in the X Games now, right? It's become a huge part of sports, extreme sports. So like those types of trends, I'm seeing the same things now where I think doubling down on is brand, right? Mm-hmm. Video. I think video is going to become more important than the other. And then e-learning. I'm doubling down on e-learning and not just into the hard skills, because I love all the stuff the digital marketer has done. And your content marketing certification course was like, I tell people constantly, I spoke about it at my event multiple times, like the most game changer. In fact, I incorporated some of the elements that I learned into my video marketing workshop. And I see the patterns of like content marketing, but leveraging AI to speed up the processes. I see the importance of brand. I see the importance of video. And I think those fundamental things that you and I know, like strategic stuff, is going to be a really solid foundation that people are going to come to us for. Whereas all the tactics and stuff are going to change, right? Like I was giving off tools like check out HeyGen and check out Opus and check out, right? Those could be different. And in 6 months, a year, those could all change. But the fundamental principles that you and I know of brand strategy, marketing planning, content marketing, all that stuff is not going to go anywhere. And so we kind of have, we've kind of solidified ourselves in the space. And as long as we just keep doubling down on that, I don't care really what happens in the future. I know we'll be fine.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I actually had this mentality back when I had my original magazine, and the mentality was super simple. It was, I'm going to put up this piece of content every day. I'm going to do this piece of content every week. And then, but it was really these series of pieces of content where I think the whole market kind of shifted to immediate satisfaction, right? Like, it's like, okay, I'm going to put out this viral piece because this hashtag is trending. And so I'm just going to do the same thing everybody else is doing. And that's it. And it's kind of like, now I see people do it, and I'm like, what's the point? It's going to go away in like a month, maybe, probably. Look at the Stanley Cup issue.
Way less than that, dude. Yeah. I just listened to a whole thing on this in a book, and it's like the attention. Oh, it was Noah Kagan and Tim Ferriss's podcast, which was amazing. If you listen to that episode, and talk about how the attention span of what viral and what fame is like. Your fame used to be, you know, put out a music video and it lasts 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, right? Nowadays, think about the old viral videos, like the laughing baby, or, you know, Charlie bit my finger. Like, that stuff had months of lasting fame and power. But nowadays, how many of those videos are you sent on a daily basis?
Right? You barely.
Amazing. Like, the level of content, the quality of the content, and like the virality of it just keeps, the bar just keeps getting higher.
Mm. Well, and I think people are honestly tired, you know, tired of randomness per se, and having to search things out all the time. And I think honestly where we're headed, and I tried to explain this to people, I'm like, we're all going to have our own AI. Like, it's just going to be part of your phone. It's going to be part of your computer. Like, literally, you're going to talk to it constantly. Mm-hmm. And this AI is actually going to be the source of all the information that you have because it's set to you. And so instead of you going out to search for information, it's like, no, you're going to set parameters and things you want to find. And then the AI is going to do it for you, bring it to you and deliver it. And you're just going to consume it. And that's probably the future. And so what the interaction that we're actually going to have between, you know, individuals and brands is going to be, my brand AI is talking to your personal AI, and how they intersect is really where you're going to find information. And there's not going to be this whole needle in the haystack crap that we currently do, which is a shift. Yeah. So, and who has a better database, this, you know?
You said this, wildly inefficient, right?
Yes.
You mentioned like a lot of the stuff that stuck with me when we were talking about that. It's just like a lot of the things that we do online, how we search for things, how we find products, how we make decisions on what products to buy is wildly inefficient. Like I went to the gym yesterday to do some ATG stuff, right? Athletic Truth Group, knees over toes type stuff. And I was like, "How can I buy one of these slant boards like on Amazon?" He's like, "Yeah." So I go to Amazon last night to go look it up, and there's like 74 options of slant boards. Some that have the lip that touches the edge, some that have a little bit of a gap between the edge and the lip, some that freaking like the tilt change things. And I'm like, they go from $49 to $99, and I'm like, dude, why are there so many? I can't even. So a confused mind won't buy, right? No. So I didn't buy anything because it was just, there's too many options for me to choose from. So now, if I have a personalized AI like you're talking about, I just ask it, hey, which slant board is the best for me based on these kinds of ATG workouts that I'm doing? And it just buys it for me. And next thing you know, it shows up at my door.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what you just described is the value of the brands now. Cause it's like, hey, I want this thing. I don't know which one, cause there's 1,000 options. Like, what do you do, guy that I trust that has done this stuff before? And I think that's why like the future marketing is actually community, and then these knowledge bases that every brand is going to have, because if you can't answer every question, you're probably going to be putting out whatever. And we can't actually rely on, say, new customers for every single product launch anymore, because it's going to get crazy expensive, which means that we're going to have to become the trusted advisor of the customer or your community. And then we just make good content for those people and you're set to go.
Man, I think you just nailed on something heavy there that kind of validated what I've been doing as community, right? Like we know the power of community. It's just the way we're community builders. It's our natural personalities. For those that are not building community around them, like I look at email lists, right? And I'm like, okay, there's an element of community to that. And it's an area that of marketing that I haven't really fully utilized and taken advantage of and leveraged for my business. I've used social media way more than I've used email. But now that I've got this circle community built with almost 100 graphic designers, web designers, motion designers in it, I'm seeing the power of like less quantity and more quality inside of a more tight-knit, more exclusive group, where I was worried that I was going to have downsides to getting rid of my Facebook group. Like, I just wiped the Facebook. I don't know if you noticed, the Instagraphics Facebook group is gone.
Oh, I did notice because I was looking at the updates all the time. I'm like, oh,
I wiped it out. And I said, hey, everybody's got 30 days to move over to Circle with me. And so now I have an exclusively a paid community. It's free for the first 30 days. But after those 30 days, you have to pay $20 a month. You get access to networking calls and access to all the documentation and our job boards. Like, I have all these resources I've created that allow me to focus a lot of time and intention and effort into one specific group of people where they have one specific challenge, which is typically sales and generating deals. And so I'm trying to create a solution for those people to help them remove that problem and just bring the deals to the table and say, hey, who wants this job? Right.
Yeah. Ah, I love that. Well, and I think, yeah, man, you're already doing it. So I think you're ahead of the curve and you're already figuring it out. But yeah, these groups, you know, the community that you're building, like, that's going to be your base. And honestly, I think it's a fantastic evolution of what has gone on, because I think too many companies were kind of like, whatever, you know, that customer was mad, whatever, we'll get a new customer. And now it's going to be like, nope, you're not going to get new customers because you piss off enough people and now they're never going to come back to you. And what do you have left after all your people who have tried you and seen you are now like, I know they don't give a crap. Like, I want to buy from people who give a crap, because money's limited, time is limited, and we're all bored.
Well, it's interesting that that's a double-edged sword too. Cause if you look at the flip side of that quickly, you look at the TNC event, you look at Go High Level, right? Mm-hmm. They have done an amazing job of building community and rallying community around their brand and their company, you know, with their live events and things like similar to what ClickFunnels has done. But in the reality of, like, yeah, they have an amazing potential in their software, but I'm going to call it out right now as I see it. It's not really the greatest software. Like, there's some pretty significant issues and problems with that, from proposals to invoices to collecting payments to just a lot of little things and bugs and domains and subdomains. And I've seen so many challenges with that platform. Mm-hmm. And they try to do so much. And so everything is kind of like, on a 1 to 10, is about a 5 across the board. But because they've done such a good job with community, everybody's abandoned ClickFunnels and gone over to Go High Level. And they're pretending like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it's like, actually, it's really not. It's mm-hmm. good, but it's not the greatest thing ever. Like, if you were to compare Salesforce to Go High Level and take the price off the table, there's no comparison between the two. Salesforce will blow it out of the water every single day. But Salesforce didn't build the community, and they didn't reach the type of, you know, lower agency owners, you know, small business owners that Salesforce or that Go High Level did.
Yeah. Well, and I think and that's a huge opportunity for them, because it just shows, because I do think they're very good at the community speak, where they're like, okay, we're doing what you guys are asking us to do. Like, we take everything you say seriously, and they try really hard at that. But yeah, I think the next level of that is like, okay, well, you got everybody on board. So now you gotta deliver, because there's no more promises anymore. And they have a fantastic offer, especially for like the long-term income you know, marketers. But again, you know, I don't think we're going to have websites maybe in the few years. Like, that might not even be a thing. It might be the address will still take you somewhere, but it's not going to be, you know, what we
like
have
your
right
virtual
now.
Storefront or something.
Oh, well, yeah. It could be literally like, we all have to have the VR goggles, and you literally walk into somebody's shop and you're greeted by a person or an AI person, and they talk to you and answer all your questions. And now we're not searching through a 5,000 page website to actually find the information we need. And that's going to change everything. And it's going to be all data is what I'm looking at.
It's like literally what Chris and I are building right now. We're building a Jarvis type AI bot. You'll go to the website, it'll have the circle in the center with the audio thing. You'll hit the button in the center. It says, do you want to grow your brand? Do you need a brand strategy? Do you need some paid advertising? Do you need organic? And based on your selections, it's going to take care of, like, the navigation of this thing will be unlike any other website that's online right now. I've done dozens and dozens of hours of research. So we're building an actual AI assistant, like like an actual Jarvis. Like, you speak to it, you can type to it, and it's going to be pretty incredible. Brand Butler AI.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's going to be definitely the next thing. And I think you're ahead of the curve there. Just, you know, stay liquid, because who knows what the heck is going to happen next. I mean, But all you can do is play with it. And the cool thing is, and I think the big opportunity right now is that we're all on the same level. Like, you can't say that, you know, my brand isn't a $1 billion brand, and so it's less significant than this other brand that is a $1 billion brand. It's like, you know, I don't know. I think the biggest players in the market are actually maybe being founded right now, but most likely will be founded in the next like 12 to 18 months. And then we're going to have, oh yeah, remember when we didn't know about whatcha to do? And it's like, I can't even believe that didn't exist back in 2024. And so it's a huge, huge opportunity. We could talk about this forever. I'm going to have you back on and then we'll get to the personal development stuff, but all this intersects, because I think what you're doing and you taking advantage of like your understanding of what might be coming, and you're already taking steps to, you know, learn about it and enact it, really shows, I think, your foresight in the market, and also the community base that you're already building. Like, it's going to be 100% essential moving forward. And so you're on the edge. And so we'll have you back. We'll talk about some, you know, family stuff, which I know we've talked quite a bit about that. Next time we're getting into that. So in the meantime, though, where can people learn more about you?
AdrianBoysell.com or BrandButlerAI. So .ai. So those are the two places. And then you can check me out on YouTube. I have probably 12 videos coming out over the next month and a half that are going to be dropping on my YouTube channel. So Adrian Boysell on YouTube.
Awesome. I'll keep on working, keeping an eye out. I'll get more involved in that community now that I know you're in Circle, because I think I missed the message, but I'll be on there. It'll be great. Thank you so much, Adrian. Really appreciate your time.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. So this has been another episode of Podcast Mark. Tune in next time for more personal, professional, and business talk.